Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to give you that quick, sharp look at the last 24 hours, news, trends, history, you name it. No overload, just what you need.
Exactly. We're digging through everything, politics, markets, weather, even music, to find the important bits and, you know, connect the dots for you. It's not just what happened, but why it matters.
Okay, let's dive right in then. Politics first. President Trump was in Washington, D.C. He's saying his federal crime crackdown there is working, crime's down. He sent in, what, over 500 federal officers?
Yeah, that's the claim. But it's worth noting, local D.C. officials are pushing back a bit. They point out violent crime was actually already decreasing.
Ah, okay. So some tension there.
Definitely. And it sparked protest, too, this whole federal presence. And speaking of Trump, there was also a big ruling in New York, right, on that civil fraud case.
Yes. Really interesting. And appeals court stepped in. They tossed out that huge financial penalty against him.
Right. So he claimed total victory.
He did. But here's the thing. The court upheld the actual finding of fraud. They agreed he exaggerated his wealth.
Okay. So the penalty's gone, but the fraud finding itself stays.
Exactly. The attorney general made sure to highlight that liability part still stands. It's a real split decision, you know.
That is a crucial distinction. Shows how the legal wheels turn penalties can change, but the underlying finding might not.
Now, shifting gears slightly, the Associated Press has a story on ICE. They're seriously ramping up training down in Georgia.
Preparing for what, specifically?
Well, the report says it's for an expanded mass deportation agenda, training thousands of personnel.
Wow. And if you connect that, I saw a Reuters piece about Venezuelan families. They're actually leaving the U.S. now, heading for Spain.
Leaving the U.S.? Why Spain?
It seems directly linked to the administration ending temporary protected status, TPS, for Venezuelans. So people who thought the U.S. was a safe haven are now looking elsewhere.
And Spain is seen as more welcoming?
Apparently so, yeah. Plus the shared language helps, of course. It really shows how these policy decisions have, well, very real human consequences. Big movements of people.
Definitely. Okay, let's pivot to money and markets. U.S. stocks kind of paused their slide today.
Waiting for something.
Yeah, seems like everyone's holding their breath for Fed Chair Jerome Powell's big speech at Jackson Hole.
Ah, right. And there's extra attention this time, isn't there, with President Trump's criticisms?
Exactly. Lots of talk about Fed independence because of that pressure.
It raises interesting questions about corporate responses, too, like Johnson & Johnson just announced a massive investment, right? $2 billion.
Yeah, new drug manufacturing facilities in North Carolina.
And that seems like a direct reaction to the administration talking about huge tariffs on imported drugs.
Yeah.
Like up to 250%.
So basically make it here or face massive costs.
Pretty much. It's that whole make it in America push playing out.
Yeah.
Shows how policy threats can really shift corporate decisions, even supply chains.
Okay, let's check the weather forecast. We've got Hurricane Aaron, first Atlantic hurricane this year, 2025.
Where is it hitting?
Just brushed the East Coast. Caused some coastal flooding, strong winds, and they're still warning about dangerous rip currents.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, out west and down south.
Yeah.
Completely different story.
Still roasting.
Absolutely. Triple digits in parts of California. Heat advisories in North Texas. Feels like 107 degrees. So, yeah, real extremes across the map.
Wow. Okay, let's lighten the mood. Billboard Hot 100. Any surprises?
Well, Alex Warren's Ordinary is still at number one. 10 weeks now.
Impressive.
But number two is interesting. Huntree RX with Golden. That's the first song by a South Korean female act to hit number one on the Hot 100.
No kidding. That's huge. History being made right there.
It really is. And Morgan Wallen with Tate McRae is at number three with What I Want.
Got it. And moving from charts to communities, what's going on?
Well, you've got the usual big events like the Minnesota State Fair, Little League World Series.
Standard summer stuff.
Right. But then, check this out. The Sierra Bigfoot Music Festival in California.
Wait, a Bigfoot Music Festival? Seriously?
Yep. Bands, art, and get this, a Bigfoot symposium.
The symposium. Okay. That's unique.
Definitely add some local flavor. And speaking of specific dates, today, August 22nd, has some historical weight.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Back in 1776, on this day, the British landed 24,000 troops on Long Island. Big moment in the Revolutionary War, kicking off the fight for New York City.
Wow. Major turning point.
And then later, in 1864, also August 22nd, 12 nations signed the first Geneva Convention.
Ah, the foundation for laws of war, humanitarian aid. That's incredibly significant.
Truly is.
So we've covered a lot today. Federal crackdowns, court rulings, migration shifts, Fed watching, corporate strategy, hurricanes, heat waves, music charts, Bigfoot festivals, and major history.
Yeah, it's quite the mix, isn't it? But what's fascinating, I think, is how all these threads, a legal nuance, a policy change, a weather event, even a song, they all kind of weave together.
They form the bigger picture.
Yeah.
Exactly. They shape our world constantly. Even when the connections aren't immediately obvious. It makes you think, you know, how just one day's events seen together like this can really shift your perspective on where things are heading.